A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, where we discuss issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, August the 10th, 2023. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk Women's Roundtable, we're discussing the upcoming presidential elections, which is now 13 days away and has 11 candidates on the ballot, 10 being men and one woman, Elizabeth Valerio. Although the official number of men contesting in the election are 10, the leader of the opposition, MDC, Douglas Monzora, may still be on the ballot despite dropping out of the race on Tuesday this week. First, though, let us look at what is happening in Zimbabwe and Kenya today. The Kenyan government is creating shelters for survivors of human trafficking. Authorities say the goal is to help victims recover from their traumatic experiences, rebuild their lives, and prosecute human traffickers. For VOA, Victoria Amunga reports from Nairobi.
Masi Njeru says her two attempts to find work in the Middle East in 2014 and 2020 turned horrific. Both times she was promised work in an office and instead ended up as a domestic worker in private homes, where Njeru says she was beaten and overworked.
If I did not finish some work, they would beat me. Or, for example, when the baby would cry and bother them, and I did not hear the baby cry because I was cleaning somewhere else, he and his brothers would come and beat me up.
Njeru managed to get out with the help of an aid group called Heart Kenya, but officials say she's an exception. Many victims of human trafficking remain trapped. Now the Kenyan government is setting up shelters for victims of human trafficking. Authorities say many survivors do not have a place to live, making it difficult to help them and investigate their traffickers.
We require to keep them in a safe place as investigations are ongoing, and also to enable them to reintegrate back to the society. So we have specialists in all sectors to assist them build up their confidence so that they are able to fit into the society.
The government says many Kenyans are lured with the promise of jobs online and sent primarily to the Middle East and Far East countries such as Laos, Malaysia and Thailand. The UN Refugee Agency says protection of victims of human trafficking are severely lacking, especially in Africa. Some are left to suffer repeated and multiple forms of abuse and even die. Non-profits such as Heart Kenya are working to help.
We provide the support either by helping them to come back to the country or helping them if they need support in terms of getting different forms of direct assistance, such as legal aid, therapy, medical intervention, or we support them to restart the plans.
Like Njeru's plan for her future, she's studying to be a hairdresser now. Aid groups and government officials say they hope by working together, more victims of human trafficking can be saved and more traffickers prosecuted. Victoria Amunga for VOA News, Nairobi.
Zimbabwe Youth Rights Organization, 4-H Zimbabwe, convened today a one-day conference for youth to sign a peace pledge ahead of elections. Youth from 11 political parties signed the peace charter and the peace pledge, committing themselves to peaceful campaigns throughout the electoral season. A member of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Womberaiche Nende, said he was happy about the signing of the peace code, but he hopes that the leaders of all political parties will now take the message to their members to ensure that the peace is maintained throughout the election period and beyond.
chisungo chaitwa panapa chisungo chakanaka zvikuru maererano nenhaurwa dzekuti kuve nekushandidzana kwakanaka pasave nemhirizhonga munzira dzekuti vanhu vachinge vachiita zvinhu zvematongerwo enyika asi chisungo ichi chaitika pabepa asi tinotarisira kuti vemapato vanga vari pano vanyorerana pasi vachakwanisa kusimuka vachienda kunoudza vatsigiri vavo kunyanyanyanya vechidiki avo vari kushandiswa munhaurwa dzekuita mhirizhonga kuti vanorova vamwe vachivhiringidza vamwe vachipisa dzimba dzevamwe vachiuraya mombe dzevamwe vachipisa zvitoro zvevamwe vachibvisa vamwe nhumbi vachibata vamwe chibharo kuti vanoregedza huni hoyo ndaikodzero yemumwe nemumwe munyika ino yezimbabwe zvakanyorwa bumbiro redu remutemo kuti munhu wese anotenderwa kusapota bato raanoda anotenderwa kufamba akapfeka yelo yaada kana ingava green ingava red hakuna munhu anorambidzwa kuita zvaadi zvaada kana uchida kuti uvhoterwe nevanhu enda kwavari wotaura navo wovaudza zvavakanakira vokuda kubabva chidiwa nevanhu kwete kuvamanikidza kwete kuvambunyikidza kuenda kumarali vambunyikidza kuita zvese zvinenge zviripo
saka how do you feel munonzwa sei tiri kuona masaini achibvumirana chimuri mumaclashes ende makapinda musekwende ye political violence saka munonzwa sei izvozvo
zvinhu zvinoshungurudza zvikuru nyanyanyanya yekuti pandakapinda mumaclashi panga patova neumwe munhu anga ashayirirwa neupenyu tinachisunge so zvinhu zvinoshungurudza nezvinhu zvinotibata asi ndotaura shoko iri nhaurwa yekuti tishandidzane zvakanaka murunyararo inofanira kuramba ichisundwa kuti iende mberi nekuti isu seechidiki tikasaibata tikasaidyara sembeu nekuti vanhu vashandidzane murunyararo ticharamba tichiita vamwe vanopinda mumaclashi ticharamba tichiita vamwe vanofa ticharamba tichiita vamwe vanotiza ticharamba tichiita vanhu vechidiki vanotya kupinda munhaurwa dzematongerwo enyika vachiti kunorohwa vanhu kunourayiwa vanhu.
That there was a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Wemberaishe Nende, speaking to Studio 7's Godwin Mangunjira in Harare. A member of ZANU-PF, Taurai Kandishaya, welcomed the signing of the peace pledge.
Tinoona vemasangano anoshanda akazvimira vanoti mhirizhonga iri kutowanda munyika ende bato renyu ndoriri kupomerwa zvakanyanya unoti chine mashoko
handipengo iyoyo nekuti iri bato ratiunganidza pano refoneshi rakazvimirira roga asi zvinoita mapoka iwayo haasi mapoka akazvimirira mapolitical organization ma-anti-government organization mapoka akazvimirira ichokwadi anoziva kuti munyika muno munonyara dai musina runyararo vembasi yeswitzerland vangadai vasiri pano uye mukatarisa nyika yeswitzerland inyika huru ine world bank inyika ine IMF inyika ine FIFA inyika inogara yakadaidza mutungamiriri wenyika wamunangagwa kuti uyai kudavos tigare pasi titaure nyaya nezvekuwandiswa kweupfumi hwenyika saka vanhu ivava vanodaro aiwa tinoziva kuti inhengo dzinotumwa dzakushatisa kuhwina kwezanupf kwatikatarisa nako musatoeyamavoko
chii chamuri kutarisirawo sevechidiki musarudzo ichi
isu tiri kutarisira chekutanga kudzoka kwavamunangagwa iyo haisi tarisiro asi chokwadi chezvi chaitika chechipiri tiri kutarisira kuti vechidiki vazvizive kuti hatina imwe nyika kunze kwezimbabwe iyoyi zimbabwe yacho inovakwa nevene vayo chiso.
That there was a member of ZANU-PF, Taurai Kandishaya, speaking to Studio 7's Godwin Mangunjira in Harare, addressing delegates at the meeting today. The head of the Switzerland embassy in Zimbabwe, Staffan Ray, said the signing of the peace charter would help to promote peace during all electoral processes.
Determination to preserve Zimbabwe's peace and national unity is very encouraging. And I'm hopeful that the youth charter and peace pledge that will be signed today by youth wings from 11 political parties will mark the beginning of robust and peaceful debate amongst brothers and sisters towards ensuring violence-free elections and political environment in Zimbabwe. As I indicated a few days ago during the signing ceremony of the peace pledge led by church leaders here in Harare, elections should be an opportunity to engage in political debate over issues and perspectives and not a platform for trading insults and blows. For democracy to flourish, it is imperative that political parties and institutions embrace transparency, accountability, and respect for the rule of law. In this regard, I wish to congratulate and thank the young people present here today for reaffirming their commitment to a peaceful Zimbabwe. Peace is an expensive commodity which we must always guard jealously. I applaud and support your commitment to democracy, upholding the integrity of the Constitution, and commend you for your courage and fortitude in adhering to these noble aspirations. The promotion of peace is the shared responsibility of all stakeholders in Zimbabwe's democracy. However, the symbolism of young people converging together, signing a pact, and being seen by their leaders to speak peace to the nation and placing the nation ahead of their personal ambition cannot be overemphasized.
That there was the head of the Switzerland Embassy in Zimbabwe, Staffan Ray, in Harare. Let us now take a brief break. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. All eyes now are on the sole female presidential candidate, Elizabeth Valeria, to see how she will fare in this election dominated by male candidates. To discuss this issue, we are joined by Elizabeth Valeria herself of the United Zimbabwe Alliance, Mrs. Lucia Matimenga of the Zimbabwe Coalition for Peace and Development, and Pastor Fortune Hove Cooper, while we're waiting for another guest from Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. I will start by giving the floor to you, Ms. Valerio. It's 13 days to go to the polls. How are you feeling about this election?
Well, there's a lot of pressure, I think, being the only woman on the ballot at the moment, but I'm highly optimistic. Given that we are a new political party really participating quite broadly in this election and me being the sole female presidential candidate, I think the ideas that we are bringing for Zimbabwe's future are very unique and different from what we've seen for the last 43 years. And the response on the ground has been incredible. I'm spending the rest of my time up to just before elections on the road, meeting the voters, trying to make sure that as many voters who don't already know about us and about me have a chance to actually meet face-to-face with the presidential candidate, but also with candidates who are contesting as MPs and councillors in our party. So I'm very excited. It's an opportunity for us to change the future of our country, and I'm hoping that Zimbabweans will turn out in their numbers to choose a new president. It's exciting times, but at the same time, it's a very uneven playing field. I think everyone knows the battles we've had. We've been in court for weeks trying to, earn the right to contest in an election that we should be allowed to participate in. As it stands right now, we should have had 112 MPs on the ballot, but we only have 31. So it's been a very difficult and challenging time, but we're making the most of this opportunity.
And the big question is, are you confident of winning the presidential election? You're fighting against, this is a male-dominated race. Are you confident of winning?
I am very confident of winning. I think it's time, and Zimbabweans have been waiting for something different from what we've had. It's always been a political environment where we've had two political parties as an option. And for the first time, Zimbabweans have a third option. United Zimbabwe Alliance, our party, UDA, is a very established political party. In 2 years, we've been able to form structures throughout the country. We are very serious about building a new government for Zimbabwe, and we've demonstrated that. We are already doing a lot of work on the ground, engaging in communities, building companies in partnership with entrepreneurs on the ground. And I'm very confident that in this election, given that more than 70% of the citizens have indicated that they want something different, that this is going to be a very, it's going to be the year that we will have a new president and we will have a female president within our country. So I'm incredibly optimistic. I have faith in the voters within our country.
And some are asking, what do you bring to the table that's different? And also, why have you not partnered up with other opposition parties in the country for a coalition?
Sure. Well, absolutely. I didn't pursue politics. At the time that I entered politics, it was out of concern about the direction the government was taking our nation, seeing the mass exploitation of our natural resources across the country and not seeing a direct translation into beneficiation for the citizens of Zimbabwe. I'm not seeing an equivalent change in lifestyle for the citizens of Zimbabwe. People in Zimbabwe's lives are not improving, and for the most part, people are fleeing our nation, going to other countries looking for better opportunities. So as UDA, what we are bringing that is very different is we are, for the first time, going to have a political party that has brought forward a manifesto that is shaped through citizens' engagement. We have spent 26 months touring the country, visiting constituencies, speaking with the citizens and asking them what it is that they want to see in the future of Zimbabwe. So we are going to be the first political party to implement its manifesto. If you look at all the promises that have been made over the many, many decades, most of the time when you look and evaluate the results, the governments are not following up on what they've promised. But because we are working with the citizens, building the nation, we will rebuild this nation with the citizens. We're confident that we will be able to deliver on our manifesto. But we're also a political party that is very focused on uniting this nation. We are not an antagonizing or a political party that's here to frustrate any other political party. We are saying we have better ideas, whether it's focusing on the advancement of our nation, the development of our industrial sector, whether it's stabilizing our economy. We know and have the solutions for those problems that we're facing in Zimbabwe, but we don't have to come in antagonizing or attacking other political parties. We want a future where all political parties will come to the table and work together to advance our nation. We also, as a political party,
thank you there. If I may just, I'll come back to you and I'll turn over to Mrs. Matibenga. Is the environment on the ground conducive for female candidates from what you're seeing?
Come on, Ben.
Hello?
Hello.
Amai Matibenga, mtaurai zenyu kuti murikuona here mamirira akaita zvinhu munyika achienderana nekuti madzimai vakwanise kuwanikwawo vachipinda munyaya idzi dzezvematongerwo enyika pasina zvipingaidzo kuti environment yacho yakanaka pari zvino kuti tione madzimai akawanda achipinda musarudzo zvichisanganisira ivo mutungamiri wenyika nemamwewo maposition akaita semakanzura sema MP nezvimwe.
Is it talks to the fashion?
They are not economically empowered. Saka, because an election by nature, a campaign for political office by nature, is a very expensive enterprise.
Saka hapa mai Matibenga muri kuti imi zvakakosha kuti mari dziri kudiwa kuti vanhu vapinde musarudzo dzidzikiswe here kana kuti muri kuti Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo, amai Lucia Matibenga. Now let us go to Pastor Fortunate Hove Cooper, who has been praying for a peaceful election in Zimbabwe. She's based here in California. Welcome to the program, Ms. Hove Cooper.
Thank you, marvelous.
What prompted you as a female pastor to go down this route?
The fundamental thing is that I'm a mother, and I understand the pain of other women, other mothers in Zimbabwe, and I know from my experience in my walk with God that He is very concerned about the deplorable state of the living conditions of the ordinary people in Zimbabwe. And so He prompted me to pray for peace, that apart from even the pain, the women should not lose their children to post-war violence, post-election violence, and even during elections like now, during campaigns. So we are praying for the peace of God, because it is an instruction that the Church of Jesus Christ has from 1 Timothy 2, from verse 1, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty.
Tinoona mai Hove kupa kuti tukona vamwe vatungamiri vezvematongerwe enyika vachienda kumakereke akasiyana siyana vachitsvaga rutsigiro. Imi pakunamato kwenyu apa munenge makanangana here nemakereke kana kuti nevatungamiri vakasiyana siyana kana kuti muri kuzviita sei?
Ini ndinoziva kuti Mwari ndiye gavhuna wezvinhu zvose, unobata ushe panyika. Kana ndatarisana neZimbabwe, handitarisi bato. Ndinotarisa kuda kwaMwari muZimbabwe, kuda kwa mwari rugare, mwari tika mtswaga, tika tende uka kubwa kutsika zedu za tino itazime, zino tisvuri la masuo, ekuti tipinde majambati nao. Mwari anonzwa minamato yedu nokutindozo akati uza, mna wakoronike vechipiri, chapter 7 kusvira pa verse 14 kuti pa verse 13 akati kana ndasunga denga kuti mvura hainai vanhu vangu vanodano nezita rangu vakazvininipisa vakasiya nzira dzavo dzakaipa vakatendeuka vakatsvaga chiso changu ini ndichavanzwa kudenga ndigoporesa nyika yavo. Kuporeswa kwa Zimbabwe right now, politics ndizo zvadzo, asi tikatarisa nhoroondo yenyika yedu, tinotoona kuti pane zvakawanda zvakabvaruka zvinoda kugadzirwa, kwete kupolitics chete, asi mumhuri, mupenyu wemararamiro evanhu, nokuti kana tichiita nyika ine vakadzi vanongobatwa chibharo, kuchema kwavo pamberi paMwari kunokonzera kuti nyika ive ive ne drought. Izozo hazvinei na politician.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Ms. Fortunate Hove. Cooper, I will now come back to you, Ms. Elizabeth Valario. We are going into the last stretch. So what does your day consist of as a female presidential candidate? How do you start your day and, you know, plot for what you're going to be doing these last few days? Take us through your diary.
Yes, no, it's actually quite interesting because my life has changed a lot since I became a presidential candidate. First of all, the law came down my shop at Taura, where we must make sure that we are keeping ourselves grounded in faith as we are looking at the future of our country. We've got a lot of issues to solve. The children of our country are not living a normal life. We've got children turning to drugs. A lot of this is due to our family values, our spiritual values. You know, someone who has also refocused us on the important aspects of what we should be doing as a nation. We need to pray for this election. I signed a peace pledge recently, which was organized by leaders of non-denominational churches, and I took that very seriously. We want to go to this election without any challenges affecting the citizens of Zimbabwe as they are going to elections. It's a right to be able to choose your leaders.
Uh-huh.
But my day is very different. I think now I'm on the road. I've not been home for almost 9 weeks. I've not seen my husband because I've been essentially traveling throughout Zimbabwe, spending a lot of time, of course, in Harare recently because of the court cases. Now I start my day with a phone call to my husband just to remind him that I'm thinking of him. But then we have briefings with our national executives. Normally it's an early morning check-in, trying to ensure that we are on the same page, synchronizing our plan. At the moment, my mobilization teams are in my provinces, all of it, and my teams are who distribute my posters, my flyers,
Thank you so much, Mrs. Valeria. Let me take a quick call from one of our callers. Hello, caller.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Tukutawara Nani, Tawara, and your teams, we're going to Gaga, and we're going to Gaga.
More kota orana Amos Damore.
Ehe, taurentinski.
Isusu seve shibiki tukona mirishonga irugu nyanya mu Zimbabwe zaka nyanyi. Isi like tichari sa maringei ni imwe nyembo buda futi ku Facebook yekura mbizu wakwawa Jacob Mafume u Vura Stadium. Zunu zinoti bata nukuti zezida yu variveza no PFU wano zhita.
Thank you so much, their call. Unfortunately, time is not on our side, like we have in football, and I would like to thank our guests who we had with us. That brings us to the end of our show, and I would like to thank everybody, you, the viewers, and listeners at home. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night, Zimbabwe.